Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
All right, well, I found another reason why you should be doing healthy keto. Surprise! You know, we know healthy keto helps with weight loss and many different conditions. But when you do healthy keto and intermittent fasting, it can greatly help your absorption of nutrients. I mean, the fasting alone is going to decrease the need for the requirements of nutrients. But what about healthy keto? What can that do for your nutrients? One of the biggest things it's going to do, it's going to start correcting insulin resistance. Whether you have diabetes, pre-diabetes or not, the majority of the population has insulin resistance, and that alone is going to block the absorption of many nutrients, okay? The one I'm going to talk about today is calcium, okay, to show you what's involved in absorbing calcium. It goes way beyond just taking your one-a-day Centrum Silver that a lot of people are taking, or someone who's menopausal, who's taking their calcium supplement, which is basically rocks. They're taking like 1.5 grams of calcium per day, thinking that's going to help them with their calcium requirements. So let's kind of go through the list just with calcium. Number one, when you fix insulin resistance, okay, you're going to instantly start helping yourself absorb calcium. All right, number two, when you start to do fasting and stop eating grains, whole grains, and refined carbohydrates, you're going to start to heal the inside of your colon, reducing inflammation. And all of that is going to increase your absorption, because malabsorption in your gut is a huge barrier in absorbing many nutrients, zinc, and definitely calcium. Now, I've talked a lot about vitamin D in other videos, especially as it relates to calcium. Vitamin D helps a person absorb calcium by 20 times, okay? So in other words, if you're deficient in vitamin D because you're not eating the right foods or taking the right supplements or whatever, your calcium is going to be 20 times less concentrated in your blood. And calcium is very, very essential, not just in your bones and your muscles, but from the function of cell-to-cell communication. I've done a whole video on that. If you haven't seen that one, I put a link down below. It's pretty interesting. If you're on the wrong diet because you're not doing healthy keto, you're inevitably going to be consuming more phytates, especially in whole grains and other things like soy, and that's going to block calcium, zinc, iron, and other minerals. And then there are other foods that can actually block nutrients as well, like foods high in oxalates. Spinach, chocolate, almonds block calcium. It doesn't help you if they're high in oxalates, because that calcium is unavailable to you. Now, keto has moderate protein. Okay, it's not high protein. It's moderate protein. There are some reports that show that when you actually do too much protein, that can deplete some of your calcium as well. It's not just about taking a nutrient. It's about absorbing the nutrient. And there's a lot of things that you can be doing and taking that can be not only blocking these nutrients, but causing these nutrients to be eliminated through your body. And then when you have hormonal imbalances, not just insulin being a problem, but also estrogen, that can influence calcium as well. And this is why, like women that go through menopause that have an imbalance with estrogen can be deficient in calcium. And it has nothing to do with taking calcium. It has to do with a hormonal imbalance that doesn't allow you to utilize calcium properly. And then we get to your stomach acid. If you don't have enough stomach acid, you're not going to absorb calcium too well. You're not going to absorb iron too well. You're not going to absorb magnesium too well. And so one of the cool things about healthy keto is it's going to naturally start clearing up conditions that can lead to low stomach acid, and also include as part of it sea salt, which is very necessary in building your stomach acid. And one more point, if you're not on healthy keto and you're doing a lot of refined carbohydrates, those refined carbohydrates are going to greatly increase the demand for many nutrients like vitamin B1, calcium. In fact, in the presence of glucose, your body will not be able to absorb vitamin C. It's going to absorb the glucose instead. Why? because the chemistry in glucose and vitamin C are very, very similar. And so again, it's not just about taking nutrients, it's about getting them in your body and being absorbed. So anyway, if you're new to my channel and you want to know how to do healthy keto with intermittent fasting, click the link down below. You can download the plan. There's no funnel attached to this plan. You can get it for free. Check it out. Hey, before you go, if you're benefiting from any of my content, I would love to hear about your success story. Please share it in the link down below. Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.